Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Dr. Hugh Ross's Paradox class. So terrific to have people here live and in person. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Dr. Ross is away today on a well-deserved vacation in the mountains. And if you ever hear of Dr. Ross being on vacation, it's going to be mountains, because that's where he likes to go. So we have a really special event lined up this morning. Nancy Weigel, say hello. Who is involved with the Jesus film, is going to come up and talk about the Jesus film. And she's got two guests with her, and she's going to introduce them. And this is really going to be a fun afternoon. I know Nancy for a long time, and one of the most fun things she does is she hosts these little dinners in her house and invites people that have different opinions about things and then gently encourages them to get into a fight. Actually, not a fight, but a good godly conversation. And it's really fun because we hear people talking about stuff that maybe we wouldn't talk about, and getting both sides of things and bringing people closer together, and it's always been a good time. So let me introduce you a little bit to her. We asked her to give us a bio, and I could spend the rest of the time talking about her bio. But here we go. She has been a Campus Crusade for Christ staff member and a college instructor in communication classes. Seminary instructor, has taught classes on logical thinking, speaking, and writing. She is Asian Access staff member, training and recruiting missionaries for Japan. She's been a Jesus Film Project staff member for a long time. Has participated in 14 short-term mission outreaches in countries all over the world. And her educational background, she has an MA in teaching English as a second language, and an MA in intercultural studies, and a certificate in Christian apologetics. So she knows a lot of stuff. She knows a lot of people, too. She's one of the best connected people I've ever met. Thank you, everybody, for the treats at the treat table. Nancy has a whole bunch of stuff, material, at the table behind Mark and Val. So you want to check that out. It won't be complete today unless you go back there, and she's got copies of the film and some other stuff. And don't forget, October 26th is the Skeptics Forum, right here in this class at the same time as Paradox. It will replace Paradox, and it'll go till 2 o'clock. I have to watch the clock in my mind go around. Okay. 2 o'clock, and the point of Skeptics Forum is you bring friends that have questions that they can ask Dr. Ross. He will spend way more time on Q&A than he will on his lesson. He always does a lesson, but it's always something somewhat controversial that will trigger some questions. So this is about good questions. So if you have ever been shy to ask him questions, or you have friends that aren't sure how to ask their questions about their faith, whether they're people of faith or not, this is the event. Invite them, please. So let's say a prayer, and we will get to Nancy. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Dr. Hugh Ross, who's on vacation. We ask that you bless him and his family and encourage him and strengthen him, so he can come back and teach us more cool stuff about you, Lord. We pray this morning for Nancy and her guests that we all understand about the Jesus film and get excited about spreading our faith in general, Lord. We thank you. Bless this time together. Bless each one of us as we go our way this afternoon. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Please welcome Nancy. Do you want this mic, or do you want to?
Oh, I guess I could just sit here.
Yeah, if you'd rather do that.
A little more comfortable. Well, thanks, Ross, for that introduction. And I'm glad you mentioned about okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to turn this so it's a little more friendly. There we go.
Okay. Okay. Am I on now? Okay. I can hear myself very well, so sounds like I'm shouting. But Ross, thanks for that introduction and for mentioning about events that I host with both believers in Christ and some that are not yet believers in Christ. And we have great discussions on a variety of topics. And I'll mention something since you brought that up, Ross. I'm currently hosting in my place on Sunday evenings a book group, but I'm calling it a read out loud book group because we're reading the book right at the time of the meeting. The book we're going through is a book by the son of Bill Bright, who started the the Jesus film, Brad Bright. And the name of the book is God is the Issue. And it's related to how to have civil conversations in the uncivil world that we are living in. It's a very good book, so if anybody's interested in that, let me know. But I'm involved in a lot of different things. Some other groups, some of them have believers and non-believers. And some of these groups, they allow me to bring Jesus films. And so I have Jesus films at the meeting every time, and they allow me to open the meeting in prayer. So I'm really, really grateful for those connections. But good to see you all. Good to see some new faces here today as well. And I want to, just as I start here, mention about how much I have appreciated Hugh, Ross, and Kathy through the years. I was able to be involved with the evangelism team here at the church for a number of years, and new people to the church could sign a card and indicate that they would like a visit. And so I went out many times to homes with Hugh and Kathy, and I was able to see firsthand how they approach the gospel, because some of these people were not yet believers in Christ, but they had visited the church. And so I feel like God really used Hugh and Kathy with some of my training for how to do evangelism in an effective way. So very, very grateful to Hugh, both for the teaching here and Hugh and Kathy for that opportunity as well. And we saw some come to faith in Christ through those opportunities. But the Jesus film project has a very interesting history to it. I'm going to just touch a little bit on it, and then you can ask me later if you'd like to know more. I believe that both the creation of the film and how God has continued to use it are both really miraculous, and a lot of people would believe in that as well. Started by Bill Bright, the founder of Campus Crusade for Christ. Bill had a vision pretty much from the time he became a believer to do a very accurate, well-researched film on the life of Christ. He had that vision starting in about the mid-1940s, and then finally that vision came to fruition in the mid-1970s. So he kept that vision for a long, long time and saw God fulfill it. It's amazing that a Jewish producer who had produced tons of films at that time in the 70s actually approached Bill Bright about a film. It's a long story how he miraculously got connected with Bill Bright, but he was a Jewish producer. Bill Bright was convinced that he was the right man to work with for this project. He had some opposition to it, but he felt like this is what God was saying. And so Bill then went to some of the top donors with Campus Crusade for Christ and talked about the project. And one couple in particular was very interested, and they said, we would like to put down the whole $5 million on the Jesus film so we can get the research going on it. $5 million was a lot of money in the 1970s. I think it's a lot of money today. But they were so convinced that God was going to use this film. And then they could begin to start doing the research. About 5 years of research was done on the film before it actually came out in the theaters in 1979. Were any of you there in the theater in 1979? All right, I was. I don't know if anybody was else. Almost always there'll be a few. But I have loved the Jesus film from the first time I saw it. So it's just been a privilege to be involved with it, too, in this way of promoting and distributing. But the name of this producer was John Heyman, and it's interesting. He was a Jewish producer, but he had a vision himself to do the entire Bible on film. And then when he and Bill talked, they decided on just doing the book of Luke from the Bible. It's straight from the literal text of the Bible, so it's different than a lot of the other films done on the life of Jesus. And a lot of research done into the culture of the time, and just as accurate as they could make it, done on location in Israel with largely Middle Eastern actors. And it is today the most translated movie in the history of movie making, over 2,000 languages. No movie comes close to it. It is, as I understand it, still the most distributed movie of all time. And I was reading online on some film reviews just recently, and a number of these film critics, in their research, they believe it is either the most viewed movie of all time or in the top 10. So it is still largely viewed around the world. A huge number of conversions to Christ, people discipled, and sometimes in areas out in a village, the whole village maybe almost will come to faith in Christ. And then there's a need to start a church. So the Jesus film is also involved in church plants with other ministries as well. Vance and Carol may tell you more about some of these amazing stories of how before the film team actually gets to the location sometimes to film, to show the film, people in the village, many of them will have had the same dream the night before of a man, sometimes they say a man in white. Sometimes it sounds like it's the very same Jesus as in the film. And then when the film is shown, people in the village all at the same time will kind of gasp because there is Jesus, the man that was in their dream the night before or whatever. And so this has happened over and over and over again. A lot of people feel there is a just a huge spiritual anointing on the Jesus film, and I believe that as well. I travel a lot with the Jesus film and for other reasons too, and it's just a great opportunity to be able to give out what we call Jesus film gift cards. We have some of those on the back where you can access any of the 2,000 languages or DVDs. Some people prefer that, but it's just a great conversation opener, like on a plane. I was on a plane a while back, and I ended up sitting next to a young man who was dressed completely in black, and his arms were covered with great, big, ugly skulls that were tattooed on his arms. So I thought, I always try to initiate a conversation. I was a little hesitant, but I began to talk to him, and actually, he was a really nice guy, and we began to talk, and it just easily, you asked me what I did, it just easily went into talking about the Jesus film. And I was almost a little hesitant because it's an older film, and I thought, well, young people, though, can be interested in it as well. But I think the skulls threw me off still. But anyway, I offered him the film, and he said, oh. He said, that's wonderful. It's an old movie. He said, I love old movies. I watch old movies all the time. I will definitely watch this. And he said, I am also going to give a copy to my brother. Actually, my brother is a Hollywood producer, and he will love this movie as well. We watch old movies together. So I thought, me of little faith, you know, you just never know. So that has encouraged me after I had that experience. Don't hesitate to give one out or offer it to anybody. You know, you just never know. I was in a hotel a while back with two Indian young people that were at the desk there as I came in. And we got into a short conversation. I was able to give them a Jesus Film gift card and told them that through the card, they could access the Jesus Film in their Indian language. And then I went to bed, didn't think a lot more about it. But the next morning, when I woke up to check out, the young Indian man was there at the desk again. And he said, you know, I want to tell you thank you for giving me that card about that Jesus Film. He said, I want to let you know that I am going to be watching it this afternoon at my break. And I told the young Indian woman that was with me last night that she needs to watch it too. I think we both should watch it. And then she's going to watch it after I watch it. And so I was so encouraged by that for a number of different reasons. Some people have said to me, as I've been out speaking about the Jesus Film, don't give the Jesus Film out to people of color, or however you want to say it, because they won't like it because the Jesus on the front of the card looks too white. Well, I have found that to not be the case. Not only was this young man not bothered by the Jesus Film card and the picture of Jesus, he was not bothered by it, he was actually promoting it. So I was so encouraged by that. Again, you just never know, you know, who might take it. And I trust that those Indian young people were really influenced and touched by the film that day. In England, on an outreach some years back, actually, I met another young man who was a Muslim man, and he was working in England just temporarily for a few months. But we got to talking when he found out I was giving out copies of the film, and I just asked him, I said, what's your favorite movie? And he said, He said, you know, my favorite movie of all time, he said, I can't quite remember the name, but it's something about a lion and a witch and a closet. He couldn't remember it exactly. But I said, I love that movie too. And I began to talk a little bit about some of the spiritual symbolism that C.S. Lewis put in the book. Children's book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and probably some of you have seen it in the theater as well. But as we continued to talk, he said, I thought there was something spiritual about that movie. So he had picked up some things, but he had no idea what it was. But I had said to the Lord, I had prayed at different times, you know, I think some of C.S. Lewis's writings could be used to touch the heart of Muslim people because of what C.S. Lewis so often talks about, that longing that God has put in the heart of every single person. And that young Muslim man really related to that movie. So he was so interested in further discussion. I was leaving soon after the project, but he said he would like to get together with some other people involved in the Jesus Film project that were there locally in the area. So they set up an appointment with him to talk a little bit more. But again, an example of a young man that was very interested in an older film. So you just never know. I'd like to tell one more quick story that happened a little bit more recently. I sometimes send out a newsletter, and I sometimes in that send out Jesus Film gift cards. And I sent a version of the children's gift card. Vance and Carol probably tell you a little bit more about that. I think around Christmas time. One of my friends that gets my newsletter the mother saw the card, and she showed it to her little young daughters. One of the daughters immediately received Christ at the end of that children's version of the film. And she said to her mother, she said, "Mom," she said, "could we watch the children's version of the Jesus film every year on the anniversary of when I became a Christian?" Because it so impacted her life. So the entire family watches the children's version of the Jesus film every year. This year, around Easter time, they watched it again, and I was talking to the mother on the phone, and she said, "You know, this year when we watched it, I noticed that our younger daughter was intently interested in the film. And I said at the end, would you like to receive Jesus too?" And the little girl said, "Yes, I'm ready to receive Jesus." So both girls have now received the Lord as a result of watching the children's film for children, the Jesus film for children. And we say it's a film that the entire family can enjoy, which this family does every year. But I'm going to stop. At this point, I have zillions of other stories I could tell you, but we could talk later at the materials table or whatever. But I'd like now to introduce Vance and Carol Nordman. And Vance and Carol are really the reason that I'm involved with the Jesus film. They had been involved for many years. And I was training missionaries for Japan for about 16 years. And that organization went into partnership with another organization on the East Coast. So I was between things, and I had been on a Jesus film outreach in England with Vance and Carol. So they kind of recruited me into the Jesus film here involvement. So it was great. They were first involved with Campus Crusade for Christ and on college campuses, and then came on staff, worked on a number of college campuses, married, and then they spent 10 years in Egypt and 4 years in Russia with Campus Crusade, training national missionaries there. And then in 1996, began to work with the Jesus Film Project. And they had a goal to get the Jesus Film into every Muslim immigrant household. And in partnership with over 100 ministries, they were able to distribute over 2 million DVDs to Muslims and another 3 million to other refugees and internationals and immigrants reaching here, and started the ministry Reaching the Nations Among Us. So Vance and Carol, I know you have a lot of good things to tell us, so we're looking forward to that. Thank you.
So you're going to bring up my presentation? First, I have a mystery guest on the screen. I want to see if anybody can tell me who this is. Does anybody know who that is? The first time I ever met Hugh Ross, my wife and I were at Cal State Fullerton working with college students, and we invited him to come speak on our campus. And this is a picture of him speaking at our College Life campus, probably in 1979, 1980. So we've had some we've kind of known Hugh Ross for a long time, or known about him, and have had opportunities to be at conferences with him and speak to him and things. That's been great. And my wife's father was a biomedical engineer, and he was not a believer, but one of the people that had a big influence on her father was Hugh Ross. And later in his life, just about a year or so before he passed away, he had a dramatic conversion, came to Christ, and that's a whole nother story if you want to hear about it. Actually, my wife has a YouTube channel, and it's on her channel on the YouTube. And if you want to know, my wife's name is Carol Nordman, so if you just type Carol Nordman into YouTube, you'll find the video. There's not that many Carol Nordmans with videos on YouTube. And if you go to carolnordman.com, that's her website. Pardon me? It's 79 or 1980, one of the two. I can't remember which year it was. Yeah. So we appreciate the privilege of being in this class, since Dr. Ross has had a big influence in our life. Okay, as Nancy said, Carol and I are with the Jesus Film Project, and we've been with the Jesus Film Project since we came back from Russia, and a couple years ago, we retired and transitioned to emeritus staff. So now we are still actively involved with the Jesus Home as volunteers, but we're not full-time staff, and we have more free time, so we go see our children every summer, and we're just coming back from visiting our children in Wisconsin and Minnesota, and we had a brand new baby born in Wisconsin this year, so we're excited about the opportunity to be here with you today. Okay, I'm gonna let my wife start by sharing the impact of the Jesus Film, and she's gonna share a couple stories.
Yeah. Well, I love giving out the Jesus Film, and I found that people of all ages, just like Nancy said, all races, are interested. Even young people are interested. So probably over 99% of the people that I offer the Jesus Film to say yes. And some people have hugged me. Okay. One lady cried. Okay, thanks. So I'm just going to tell you the three stories that encouraged me the most to continue on. And the first story is my daughter's music teacher when she was in high school. I gave him a Jesus Film. And then a year later, I went back into that music store, and he said, you know, I was an atheist, but now I'm a Christian. And God had used the Jesus Film in his life. And the second story is about a young man, probably in his late 20s, who came to our house to put in a snake fence because we had a rattlesnake in our yard every year. So anyway, if you need to know what a snake fence is, ask me afterwards. So a year later, we decided maybe we would put in some more snake fence in different places. And I called him back, and he said, you know, you gave me that Jesus film last year, and I was really searching. He said, but now, you know, he's a believer. I'm a believer. He's involved in church. And then the third story is about my mother and I were in Macy's shopping, and the clerk was a young Persian woman. So I gave her the Jesus film with the Persian on the front, you know, Farsi. And she looked really interested. And so I gave her my phone number, which I don't usually do. And a year later, she called and she said, you know, I lost your phone number, but I just found it. And I want to invite you to my baptism. And she and her husband and her son were all baptized in a little Persian convert church. It'll be about 15 minutes from our house. And one of the ladies, who I think was a relative wanting to reach out to her, she turned around and she said, so you're the one. So I just thought those encouraged me so much to continue to give out the Jesus film, because it's God's word, and his word will not return to him empty. So.
Okay. I just want to make a couple comments about the film. I mean, Nancy kind of did a good explanation of explaining the film, but I don't know if you've ever thought about the impact of a film in somebody's life. You probably watch biographies about people, and then you go, oh, gosh, I didn't know that about this person or who it was. I remember that the first time I saw the movie Gandhi, I had heard about Mahatma Gandhi, and he was a famous Indian, you know, person, and some people thought he was a god or something. I'd heard different things, you know. I didn't know much about Gandhi. And after I watched that film, I thought, oh, that's who Mahatma Gandhi is. And ever since then, if I hear something about Mahatma Gandhi, I feel like, oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can assimilate more information about him because I have the pegs in my mind to attach it to, because I know a little bit about his history, that he lived in South Africa, that he went to India, he was involved in the independence movement, and you know, all these things that I would have never known without spending 2 hours watching the movie Gandhi. And I think that's kind of how the Jesus Film is. That I like to think of the Jesus Film as, it's like the top of a jigsaw puzzle. If you have the box, you can see what you're trying to make. But if somebody gives you a jigsaw puzzle and you don't have the box top, you got all these pieces, you're trying to figure out how to put them together. And that's what happens with a lot of people when they hear about Christ. They're getting these pieces of this jigsaw puzzle, and they're trying to figure out how do these things relate to each other. And it's just a big jumble of information. But when they've seen the film, all of a sudden, they can actually start understanding and they get the big picture, especially with Muslims, to explain things like the idea that Jesus was born of a virgin and he's not, the Muslims have a misunderstanding about the idea of Jesus being the Son of God. But watching the Jesus film very clearly explains what we mean by that. or the Magdalena film, wherever films. So it's a really, and in fact, Muslims are the most interested people I've ever given the Jesus film to are the Muslims. I mean, I've given out a lot of Jesus films to Muslims, and the ones that that receive it, and I happen to run into later on and talk to, they'll say things like, oh yeah, I've watched it twice or three times. I can't remember any white-faced American or somebody like that that I gave it to that told me that. I've heard that so many times from Muslims. In fact, I want to tell you a story about the first time I ever gave the Jesus film to a Muslim in America. We had just started this ministry. We had some DVDs in our car, and I was driving up to Northern California to see my mother, and I was in Visalia. And there was a gas station we used to stop there at and they happened to know that there were Yemenis that ran that gas station, but they had good prices. We would always stop there. And I went in, and there's a young man that I knew was always there, and his name was Omar. And I said, so I thought, you know, I had to give him a DVD, and then I thought, oh, he might be offended if I give him a DVD. And then I thought, no, I don't listen to that voice. So I took the DVD, and I was even brave enough, I put an Arabic New Testament in my pocket. I walked in to pay for my gas, and I handed him the DVD, and I said, here, I'd like to give you a gift. And he goes, oh, thank you very much. And I said, you know, I have an Arabic New Testament. Would you like that? Sure, why not? So I gave him an Arabic New Testament. You can't go to Yemen and do that. You'll get in big trouble if you go to Yemen and do that. Anyway, so I did that, and then I thought, well, that was interesting. And then about 2 weeks later, I happened to be up in Northern California again, which wasn't common. I went to the gas station, and I thought, oh, I wonder what happened, you know? So I went in to pay, and his older brother, he was about 14, 15. His older brother was with him, about 21. And I went up to pay, and I thought, ooh, I wonder if his brother would be happy to know I gave him that DVD. So I was kind of wanting to know what he thought. As soon as I walked up, he said, hey, you're the guy that gave me the DVD. I go, yeah, what'd you think of it? He said, it was great. I watched it twice. And then his older brother said, I'm watching it for the third time. Then they went on to tell me how they knew all about Jesus because they'd learned about him in school in Yemen. It's like, you don't watch the movie three times when you know all about Jesus because you've heard about it in school. So I think that was just a great encouragement as we began this. But another thing that happened to me that was very telling is people love to get things in their own language. And I was in a hotel. My wife and I went away for a weekend. We were at this hotel, and the lady at the front was Indian. And so I had in my car some Indian DVDs, and they had the languages on the front that were in the DVD. And so I got the DVD, I came in and I handed it to her, and it said on the front in English, Life of the Lord Jesus Christ. I handed it to her, and she looked at it, and she said, oh, we're Muslim. And then she said, oh, it's an Urdu. Oh, thank you very much. And about an hour later, I walked back into the lobby, and the husband was there, and he said, thank you so much for the Urdu movie. So people love to get something in their own language, and so it's really a great opportunity to give people. Just a couple weeks ago, I was in Salt Lake City, and there was a young man who at the 7-Eleven that I went to, A&W root beer stand I went to, and his name was Angel. And I started talking to him, and I asked him if he spoke Spanish, but he really didn't. I think he'd lived in America so long, but he had Hispanic back. So his grandmother did. And then he told me that his grandmother spoke Nahuatl or whatever. And I go, oh. I went and looked up Mexico on my, if you use the Jesus film card, if you get the card that's on your table, you go to the QR code, you can look up the languages by country. So I looked under Mexico. There's about five or six different Nahuatls. She speaks Nahuatl Central. But anyway, so I gave it to him, and he was all excited. He wanted to see the film. He wanted to give it to his grandmother. I want to tell a story about a Persian Uber driver. I think this is a very interesting story. I was in, one of our people that we were partnering with was an Arab pastor. And he told me this story, and I thought it's a great story. He was on the freeway. This is several years ago. He was on the freeway driving, and his car broke down. And so they came and towed him, and he called up an Uber driver for some reason to take him home. And this Persian guy showed up as the Uber driver. And so he said, oh, here, I want to give you this film about Jesus. And it was, we had a DVD in 16 Muslim languages, which had Persian on it, and this pastor had copies. So he gave it to the guy. He said, the guy didn't seem very interested. He threw it on the dashboard and said, okay, and he left. And then about a year later, that Persian pastor was at an international Christmas festival where all these internationals were invited and they were celebrating Christmas. And this guy comes up to him, he said, "Brother, so good to see you again." He said, he didn't recognize him, but he's a pastor. He always has people coming up he doesn't know. So he thought, you don't remember me. He said, "I'm the Uber driver who picked you up." And he said that he had taken the DVD home and he just put it on the coffee table with no interest in it, and his wife had seen it. She watched the film, and when he got home the next day, she said, "You have to watch this film." And he goes, "Oh, he wasn't that interested." And she kept after him for several days. She prayed to receive Christ watching the DVD. Then several days later, he finally watched it. He prayed to receive Christ. And the Persians in America are very, very responsive. And I believe there are actually more Persians in church on Sunday than in the mosque. I live in South San Clemente, John Wayne Airport is about 30 minutes north of me, and right past the John Wayne Airport is the only Shiite mosque in South Orange County. And I've been to that mosque, and it's not a huge building. It's a little bigger than this. But anyway, so if you're a Persian and you go to mosque, that's where you're going to go to the mosque. But there are 5 Persian churches, convert churches, south of that, between me and at the airport. They're not always big, but they're not small. And that doesn't count. Every church of any church over 500 people has Persian converts in the church. And I was at my church one day and I said, "You know, every church has Persian converts. I bet our church has a Persian convert." And I think I was with my wife, and a friend of hers said, "Oh yeah, there's a Persian lady. She's in my small group." And then I said, and then she goes, "Oh, there she is over there. Oh, where are you? Come over here." And so she came over and introduced herself. We later met another Persian couple in a small group in our church. And the church we go to has about 2,000 people. I mean, any church of size in California, Southern California, because all the Persians live in Southern California. I mean, they do live a few other places, but most of them live in Southern California. Any church of any size tends to have a lot of Persians. And Persians blend in so well with everybody else that most people have no idea they're a Persian. They don't know what they are. But just God is really using it. And another story I want to tell is just this last weekend, we were up at Big Bear, and we went on a hike. And while we were walking, we heard this group of people coming up speaking a foreign language. And they were kind of around the corner as they were walking up, and I didn't catch what they were saying. And I said, I noticed you're speaking a foreign language. What were you speaking? And the guy was obviously Middle Eastern, but he said, "Oh, Chinese." I said, I don't think so. He said, "Oh, no, we're Chaldeans." And I said, "Oh, are you from El Cajon?" I don't know if you know this, but there's a huge Chaldean population in El Cajon that came from Baghdad or from Iraq. Unfortunately, because of the result of the Iraq War, the Christians have really been severely persecuted. Anyway, we started talking. We had a wonderful time talking with him. And I said, "Oh, I have that film. It's in Chaldean and Iraqi Arabic." So I gave it to him. He was all excited. Later on, he took a picture of my wife and I and his family. So that was kind of fun. And then we keep walking down. We walked a little bit farther. And so actually what I gave him was this DVD, which is a card. We've kind of transitioned to cards from DVDs because everybody does streaming. They don't have DVD players. And you can get the film by scanning the QR code here. But anyway, so I gave him this card because this has the 20 Arabic dialects. People love to not only get it in their language, but if they're an Arab, they love to get it in their dialect, not just standard Arabic. So I give this card out to people that are from the Middle East. Then we went a little farther and I ran into this other couple. And I forget, we just happened to talk to them, and we said, "Oh, where are you from?" They said, "Laguna Hills." And we go, "Oh, you have an accent. What language do you speak?" They go, "Russian." So my wife and I lived in Russian, so we said a few words to them in Russian. And when we were with the Chaldeans, we said a few words in Arabic. That a big kick out of that, you know. So we said a little bit to them in Russian, and they were like, "Oh, how come you know Russian?" And we talked about living there. And then I didn't have this card I have made. It's a Russian card. I didn't have that one with me. So I used the card that's on your table because that one has the benefit that it actually goes to the menu of all the languages. So if you click on it, you'll see a list of all the major languages right on the screen. And if you speak Russian, the Russian will jump out at you because they're all in the native script. So I hope that you all shoot that QR code on that card so you can see it. But anyway, so And then we went to get a Subway sandwich, and the guy helping me, I thought, well, he's either Hispanic or maybe he's African. I'm not quite sure. And I gave him I said, hey, I'd like to give you a gift. I gave him the card. And I said, do you speak any languages other than English? He said, yeah, I speak Pashto. Oh, no, I speak Punjabi. And so he's from either he's from Pakistan or India. I don't know which part of Punjab he's from. But we actually have two versions of Punjabi on the card. And if you click on the link, it's the Pakistani version has Arabic script, and the Indian version has the Sanskrit. So like he would like see it immediately and go, oh, click on the right one. And the difference between them is the Pakistani Punjabi uses the name Allah for God because it's a Muslim country, but the Indian version of the Jesus film doesn't use Allah because Allah is associated with Islam. But the Indian name for God to the Muslim sounds like it's like saying Zeus. So it's kind of like, you know, it's important to have the right terminology when people watch the film so they don't kind of go, whoa. I mean, if you're watching a movie about Jesus and it was talking about Zeus instead of God, you would feel kind of, whoa, what is this? Or if they said Allah instead of God, you'd probably feel the same way. Anyway, so to make it easier to share with the Jesus film with people, we've created all these cards, because we used to have DVDs, but we created these gift cards. And the one you have looks just like this. We call it the International Jesus Gift Card. And then on the back, it's got a URL, freejesusfilm.org, which is something easy to remember. Just say freejesusfilm.org. And then it has a QR code. So you can either type in freejesusfilm.org, or you can scan the QR code with your phone, and it takes you to a menu where you can choose the language. And it'll take you to a menu like this. Now, this was taken from my computer, so it's a different orientation than a phone. But what you can see is it has all these different languages. Those are the most commonly spoken languages in the world in their native script. So you probably don't recognize what most of those say, except English would stand out to you, because you can read the English. But that's the same thing for a person from another language. If they speak Arabic, they're going to immediately see the Arabic. If they speak Chinese, they're going to immediately see the Chinese. If they're Japanese, they speak the Japanese. If they speak Hindi, they're going to see the Hindi. So that's the purpose of doing that. And then you'll notice at the bottom it has some flags. Well, next to that, it has a search feature. You can search by country or you can search by language name. And then if you go under the flags, like the first flag on the left is the Afghan flag. If you click on that, you get all the languages that are spoken in Afghanistan. So it's really easy to find somebody's language. And whenever I meet a person like from Africa or Mexico and they speak a language that's, you know, and they tell me it, I usually look for the list and I show them the list, because a lot of times the way they pronounce it and the way you would see it in English, you may not recognize it. Or they look on the list, they go, oh, there's my language, because sometimes languages have two or three names. Languages are very complicated things. But anyway, so. And then basically after you choose your language, this is what you see. You're taken to a screen. I hope you can see that. I don't know how well you can see it, but the very top, it's a little window where you can watch a 3-minute clip of the film. People that get, you know, that you give a card to and you want to say, watch something on your film, you don't want to give them a 2-hour, hey, watch this 2-hour film. They're going to go, well, I'll do that someday, and they'll forget. But a 3-minute film they can watch right on the spot, or, hey, oh, well, maybe I'll check that out. And what the film is that it has the Sermon on the Mount in that language. So it just jumps right into the Sermon on the Mount. It takes about 3 minutes. After the Sermon on the Mount, the next line underneath it says, read this story in the Bible. Basically what that is, it's a link to YouVersion in their language. YouVersion is available in maybe 1,000 languages now, I'm not sure. And then only can read the passage in YouVersion, because it drops them right to the Sermon on the Mount passage. But because you have this YouVersion comes up, it gives you the option of downloading the YouVersion app. So if you give it to somebody who's an Arab or for Chinese or something else, and they want their own Bible on their phone, they just click the button. They get a free copy of the YouVersion app in their language. And then the next one says, watch the complete Jesus film online. So they can click on that, and then they can watch the whole Jesus film. Then it gives them other options like answers to common questions. Campus Crusade for Christ has a series of websites called everystudent.com, and I think there's about 50 languages in that group. And so basically this sends them to everystudent.com in either their language or maybe the major language, like if it's some obscure Russian language in Russia, we'd probably just send them to the Russian website. Or an obscure language, there's so many languages in India, we'd send them to the Indian, the Hindi or the English Indian website. So anyway, and then it says, I want to follow Jesus. That gives them the four spiritual laws in their language, which is a track explaining how to receive Christ. And then it says, ask a question. That sends them to the everystudent.com site where they can actually write in a question, and they have people that will send the answers to their questions. And then the next one says, watch a film from a woman's perspective. And that sends them to the Magdalena film, which is the Jesus film for women. So they can actually, if it's available in their language, it'll bring come up. They won't even show the question if it's not available in their language. And then the other one is watch a film about Jesus from a child's perspective, and it sends to the Jesus film through children's eyes. And then it says a short film about faith is the next option, and that basically sends it to about a three-minute evangelistic film. And there's lots of different films that we use depending upon the culture, because some are much more, you know, just different orientation, and they're all designed, and they're in their language, and they're in a language that relate to them. If they happen to be from India, it sends them to a series of follow-up films in India that kind of talks about who is God and everything else. And if they're in Africa, it sends them to a series of films called Walking with Jesus Africa. And so anyway, then it also has a Christmas and an Easter link that you could watch. And then it tells them how they can share this film with themselves. And here it just says, go jesusfilm.org/English, and that will take you. You can actually find the Jesus film in Indian language by typing go jesusfilm.org/ the name of the language. And then it also has links to Facebook and Twitter, so people can share it on Facebook and Twitter. And then the bottom link is takes them back to the main menu. But I'd like to give you a little practice of using this card. So I left a bunch of cards on your table. So if you could all grab a card, and maybe Nancy, you could go over here because she's alone, and pair up and with the person to you, next to you, and take turns. You know, the person on, let's say we'll start with the person on the right first. Offer the card to the person on the left. Just pretend that this person is a store clerk. I give them out in stores all the time. Whenever I buy something, I always say, I'd like to give you a gift. And here's some things that you could say. I would like to give you a gift. It's a free movie. When you give them the gift and the Jesus film is right, Jesus is right on the cover, they know what the movie's about. Or here's a free movie you can watch on your phone. Here's a free movie about Jesus in over 2,000 languages. If they're from a foreign country, I'd probably do that. Or they appear to me to be somebody who doesn't speak English. And then I just offer them the card. And I almost never have anybody who says no. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes to do that. I'd like to give you a free gift. It's a movie about Jesus. Okay, now, why don't you switch and let the other person try it? I think everybody's probably had a chance to try it. And now there's enough cards on your table for everybody to take two. And if you want more, go to the back. You can have as many as you want. There's a lot of them back there. I think I printed 500 for this meeting. Right. Okay, you guys are having too much fun back there. Yeah, it's a 2-hour film. Yeah, I have a 3-minute clip just to introduce people to it. so they can kind of watch it and then think, oh, wow, I think I'd like to watch the rest of this film. And rather than start at the beginning of the film, we start with the Sermon on the Mount, because the beginning has this long introduction, and it's like, you don't even hear them speaking in your language, so it's not really appropriate to start from the beginning. It's better to show them a clip from the film. Two thousand one hundred and some odd languages. Yeah, it's dubbed. It's dubbed. It's not subtitled. It is subtitled in about 25 languages, but it's dubbed into 2,100 and some odd languages. Actually, I just looked on Google, and then I did their AI results, and it said the Jesus film was, and I just put Jesus film statistics, and it says the Jesus film has been viewed by 5 billion times. It's in 2,160 languages. Over 665 million people have indicated decisions. 400 new churches are planted daily with the Jesus film. And so all you have to do is go to Google and say Jesus film statistics. You can find that.
Sign language too.
Yeah, actually, we've created a new film recently in sign language where the actors are all signing. There's a signed version of the Jesus film where everybody's acting. Anyway, here's some tips for sharing with immigrants. If you meet somebody who you suspect is an immigrant or he speaks a foreign language and you're not sure, what I usually do is say, do you speak a language other than English? So I used to say, where are you from? But, you know, like when I said to those Russians, where are you from? I'm from Laguna Beach. I met some Indian people this summer. Where are you from? New Jersey. And also, some people might find that offensive. If you just say, do you speak a language other than English? It really is what you're asking. You don't want to know where they're from. You want to know if they speak a language other than English. And then after you have the movie in their language, give them the international gift card. You know, that one basically is good for everybody. So we have all kinds of different, there's examples of a bunch of the cards we have. And there's a display in the back that has all the different cards. So you can go and take as many as you want. And so the free, there we have free Jesus cards available in the back right there. And I don't know why my picture of my display didn't come up, but there's a display in the back. So anyway, we'll open it up for questions now.
Okay, so Nancy, go on up. We've got a little bit of a logistical issue. We've got two microphones and three people. So could somebody grab a chair and take it up on the stage for Nancy? And maybe you and Carol can share one mic.
I got it. Okay, whenever you're ready.
You know, one thing I want to say is when you look at the numbers on this film, like you just did, how long ago it was done, how many languages it's been in, how many people have been touched by it. This is really a movement of God with this film. And one thing I want to say to people is that in this culture, in the American culture, in the past, churches have been very pushy about spreading the word, sometimes in ways that were not Christ-like. And so we tend to be pretty shy about doing this kind of thing. We have to remember, especially in Muslim world, most of those people are very happy to talk about their faith. They want to take on the challenge. They're very glad to bring it up. And so we should be a little bolder. I should be a lot bolder in being able to do this. So I want to encourage everybody in the room. First, the first thing you should do is watch the film if you haven't seen it. Then grab a bunch of these cards and try it out. All you have to do is say, here, I want to share this with you. It's not that hard. So we've got a lot of good questions. I want to encourage everybody here in class, if you have a question, Doug's always first in line. I think he gets here like an hour before class. so that he can be first in line. But I'm going to start with an online question, and is the actor who portrayed Jesus in the film, Brian Michael Deacon, is he a Christian?
Yes. Yeah, Brian Deacon is a Christian, yeah. He's a British Christian, so he's probably not your flaming evangelical, but he's an Anglican Christian, yes.
Good. Okay, Doug, you want to come up?
Hello there. Really great idea about doing the 3-minute clip, you know. I think that's true about human psychology. Okay, so I'm kind of wondering how, like, say, like, you have a Chinese-speaking person, and do you have, like, subtitles underneath when Jesus is speaking? And do you somehow adapt the text to be kind of culturally...
Actually, if it's every language is dubbed, there's nothing that I don't think there's any language that only has subtitles. There are not that many subtitles of the Jesus film, maybe 25, 30. 2,000 languages are dubbed. There's a very few languages where there are really small communities like South Pacific Islands where they do a single voice narration, because there's only like, you know, 500 people in that village, and it's too much work to dub it for that small of a group. A language group, but they're all dubbed, and they're dubbed based upon their Bible. I mean, we work with the Bible Society, and people are using the Bible to create the script, to translate the script. They're referring to the Bible, and basically everything Jesus says in the Bible in the film is right in the Bible. So it isn't real hard to translate it. And then they have voice actors do a dramatic voice impression of the film.
And also, in our studio, we have people that are just matching the lips to the. So.
Yeah. So we have a studio in Florida, and they are like probably the most experienced lip sync people in the world, because we have 2,000 languages. How many people have done that many? Anyway, but I mean, and they're always with the latest technology, updating things with AI and everything else. And so they make sure that the lip sync is real good. And I've heard so many compliments on people that have seen it about how great we've done, because I'm always showing it to foreigners and they're commenting on the film.
We have a question from Val Durham, who's here in class. She says, How has the Islamic world reacted to the Jesus film, and has there ever been any violence because of it?
Well, I mean, how is the Islamic world? It kind of depends on how you define the Islamic world. I mean, you know, our film was banned in some countries. I don't know if you remember the two young women that were in Afghanistan that were captured by the Taliban before the U.S. invaded Afghanistan many years ago. They were picked up because they were showing the Jesus film, you know. But the good news is that all the Taliban leaders got to watch the film after that, because they had to see the evidence. But in Egypt, we have been selling the Jesus film, or the Bible Society has been selling the Jesus film at the Christian film at the International Book Fair. What do they call it? Book Fair. There's a big book fair every year in Cairo, brings in thousands of people. And they've been selling the Jesus film at that, or giving it away. And so in order to do that, they had to get permission from Al-Azhar University, which is the leading Sunni Islamic university in the world. It's older than Oxford, actually, Al-Azhar University in Egypt. And they gave approval for us to do it, because we had to have their permission to do it. So we used to have on our DVD for the Middle Eastern languages that it was approved for distribution by Al-Azhar University at the Cairo Book Fair. That opened some opportunities, because people would say, oh, I guess it's okay to watch this because Al-Azhar said it's okay. So my experience has been, and generally it's okay, but I imagine right now in the Taliban in Afghanistan are not allowing people to show the Jesus film. A lot of times in Muslim countries, we have to do it like in homes. We do a lot of stuff through the internet, through tablets, smartphones. But so the Islamic world as the people are very responsive to the film. the governments are not always so responsive, put it that way.
And I know Vance and Carol and I, we've all been involved in distributing the Jesus film in Europe. And there are many from the Middle East that come out into Europe, European countries in the summer, partly because it's cooler, I'm sure. And it's a great opportunity to, for example, give a Jesus film to someone from Saudi Arabia, which you could never do in Saudi Arabia. And through these outreaches, I've done several in Europe, we've seen many Muslims come to faith in Christ, sometimes right on the street. So we've had a good, very good response to all of that.
Hi, I have a question about how you would use the Magdalena card with women, because you're giving them a card that doesn't have Jesus on it, so they're not going to know maybe who that even is there. How would you introduce that to, say, a clerk at the store who's a woman?
Am I on? Okay, I'm on. I get almost always when I give it to women, I give it to a woman. And almost always what I say is, here's a movie about Jesus and women. That's how I introduce it. My wife, let her talk because she gives out a lot of Magdalenas too.
That's what I say too. And I find the women thank me. One woman hugged me. One woman cried. It's very powerful. Yeah. And I often say, you know, we all need encouragement. This is encouraging. The stories of Jesus interacting with women and the book of Luke.
Yeah. So far, I haven't had any women hug me. So, but but they do express appreciation.
I really do love this picture. It's just beautiful.
If you're giving it to a Muslim woman, that one is really good, because if their husbands see it, they're not going to see the face of Jesus. You know, so. You know, maybe just shut it down right away. They're going to think, well, that's something for women, you know. So.
Okay, Tom Longo in Tennessee says, how do you feel about The Chosen, the TV show, in light of the Jesus film?
I mean, I'm glad for anything that people are doing to tell people about Jesus. Praise the Lord, you know. The only thing I say about The Chosen is that, obviously, when somebody watches The Chosen, I can't guarantee that that's what all the apostles actually said and everything. You know, whereas the Jesus film, I say, when I give it to people, I say, everything Jesus says in here is in the Bible. So it's not so much against The Chosen as it's like, sometimes people wonder, you know, well, is this, you know, I a lot of times say, this is taken directly from the Bible, so they don't wonder is my group kind of massaging this film to promote their idea or something. But, you know, God's using The Chosen. God's using a lot of other films. I mean, the Jesus film has really spurred a lot of other films. There's an Arabic version of the Jesus film that was done by the Southern Baptists in the Middle East with Arab actors, too. So, praise the Lord. More the merrier.
I'm so happy that this project of Jesus film, I am Amal. I was with Campus Crusade, and Vince and Carol, he was... my first boss in Alexandria, Egypt, but we moved here 15 years ago. And when I was working with Jesus Film Project in Egypt, in villages and city, and I see how powerful was. So like events share about the Campus Crusade give this a project, and Bible Association in Egypt find a way against the law, but in the same time they cannot capture them. Like one time we live in Alexandria, so in Khalid ibn Walid, this is a famous street, have thousands of people all summer they walking, so they have a new Bible Associate store there, and they put the screen in toward the street, and they showing Jesus film 24 hours, and I see with my eyes all this summer. It's very famous because people come from all over Egypt to Alexandria because nice weather. I see those people with hijab, with everything, just wait in the street, just watching the movie. So this is amazing. My question is, I still have questions. So like you show us, Vince, how we share about this card, and for women, for people, immigrants with different, I love today what you share. We can share it through Instagram and Facebook. But for me, I am looking how we share this project for new generations, for the young people. What is this other organization? Like, they do, we reach, really, I see it this. But for the young generation, what is the best way we can reach them to know Jesus? Because, you know, it is a big thing about movies and, like, this time of the year, this week, it's coming out a movie. It's called The Light of the World. It is amazing and gives them for children. So for the young people.
Well, first I'd say we do have the story of Jesus for children, what you know about. And I would encourage you to show this in your church to the kids every year. Kids like to watch the same, every year your Sunday kids change anyway. Kids love to watch movies. It's a historical document. The nice thing about the Jesus film is it's a historical film. So, you know, it's not like the cars are out of date because it's an old movie. It's a historical movie. So this is one thing you can really do is the story. And the story of Jesus for children is only 1 hour. So you could actually show it during a Sunday school class if you have an hour. And I encourage churches to show it every year because kids, they never get tired of watching movies. And every year you have new kids in the class. But we tend to have a thing called presentation fatigue. We show it 1 year and we think, oh, that was really great. People liked it. Then we say, we already did that last year, so we won't do it again. So get over that thinking with children. It's like your audience keeps, if you keep changing your audience, then you can show the same film over because the audience is always changing. But anyway, but another thing if you for young people is the Jesus film is involved in creating a lot of short films. There's tons of short films that have been created to relate to young people. A lot of them have been created by young people. And we have an app you can get for your phone. And all you have to do is go to your app store, whether it's Android or iPhone, and just type in Jesus Film Project. You'll find our app. When you go to the app, you can download it onto your phone. You can find all kinds of resources in there. So I encourage you this. Go to the app store and type Jesus Film app. But you don't have to have the app to show the film. You can watch it on just with your phone by these QR codes. But the app is good for finding the short films. And there's some other uses for the app. If you're in ministry, it's got a lot of resources that you can use. Yeah, we are involved. We also are involved in creating an anime version of the Jesus film. It's been delayed. I don't know when it's coming out, but we are working with a bunch of former Disney and Pixar people that are helping to create this thing. It'll be a high quality film, and it'll be basically using the text from the Jesus film. Because of that, we'll be able to put it out in like 2,000 languages as soon as we have it done. That's the plan. So.
Thank you. Roger Raymer has a nice, gruesome question for a Sunday here. He says, was the nailing of Jesus through the wrists in the film well received? My understanding is that the Greek definition of hand extends down to the wrist, and historically that's how where Jesus would have been nailed to the cross.
So the question is,
how was that received? Has anybody ever brought up a historical issue about that particular part?
No, I don't recall ever hearing that. I know that one thing was a problem with the Jesus film. Two problems we have with the Jesus film when it first came out is one is that when Jesus would break the bread for the when he had the Last Supper, a little piece of bread went flying off like this. None of us would have ever seen that. But around the world, people really value bread. And that made them feel uncomfortable because he didn't pick it up. So we actually went in and painted out that little piece of bread. So it's not there anymore. Another one was the Gerasene demoniac. There was a scene of him in the back, from the back naked. And that didn't go fly very well. So we took that scene out. Those are two of the ones that I've heard about. I've never heard anybody talk about that. this thing about the wrists. So, you know.
Fair enough. All right. I have a question. I just want to hear about how it is this film has been translated into 2,100 languages. Who finances that? Who does that? That's amazing. I can't think of anything that's ever been translated into that many languages.
Yeah, we have a whole development department that raises money from donors, and we raise a lot of money every year to fund all these teams that go out. And then we have young people that join our staff, and they go out and they go to these remote areas, because now all the languages we're doing in remote areas. So they go to these villages or these places, these islands or parts of Africa or, you know, wherever it is, and they go into the village. They actually create a makeshift audio studio, and they work with the national ministry in the country to get voice actors, and then they basically take their laptop and they record the whole thing, take it back to the master studio, and put it all back together with this lip sync and everything. Then they send a copy of the film back to the field, and they check it to make sure everything's right. And then they put out the final version. So that's kind of the process. But as far as fundraising, we do a lot of fund development for people. And if there's a language that you know of, you say, well, I know this language and they don't have the film, and you want to pay for funding it to do it, I think it's about $20,000 to fund a complete lip sync or something like that. But if it's a single voice narration, I don't know what the cost is. And some of the smaller languages we're working in now, we're actually doing those, because normally we wouldn't do it. It's not worth $20,000, or there's only 5,000 people in the country. And it's kind of like a lot of money to spend on a small group. So,
yeah, you've talked about what these costs, the cost for producing the films. But now this is a film that was originally filmed 70 years ago, I guess you said, or yeah. So my question is, with that history, where does the money come from? Money come from to continue with all these activities? I mean, where's the fundamental financial support come from?
Well, we have, like I said, a development department that raises money. And we raise money through direct mail. We have a huge number of people that support the Jesus Film regular basis. We have what we call briefings, where we invite major donors who are giving 10, 20,000 and above to come, and we bring our people from overseas that tell stories about what's going on and invite them to give. And those are usually, like, we're asking people to give $10,000 and above at those briefings. So we raise a lot of money that way. Like Nancy said, you know, the Hunts gave like $5 million. There are many people that have given over $1 million to the Jesus film. I mean, they're donors of that. Some people have that kind of capacity. You know, not me, but, you know, some people do.
Thank you.
I don't know if that answers your question, but a lot of our donors are just small donors, you know, that just give, you know, some of them are, I know some of these people give to the Jesus film. They're just like, in fact, we were at a hotel in Idaho, and we stayed there. It was a really nice place. And we were talking to the couple that were there, and I gave them the Jesus film and said, oh, we support the Jesus film. So there's a lot of people that support. I've gone back home to my home church, and then people there are supporting the Jesus film. A lot of people support the Jesus film. And if you want to, just go to the Jesus film website, jesusfilm.org, and you can give there.
Good. That was going to be my next question, is how can the people in this room and listening online support? So could you tell us one more time, Vance, what that is?
Well, if you go to the Jesus Film website, jesusfilm.org, mm-hmm. I'm sure that somewhere on the page there's a give button, probably at the top somewhere.
Okay.
Or you can support Nancy if you want to. You can't support me because I'm retired.
Don't support me through the Jesus Film Project.
Yeah, contact her. Don't go to the Jesus Film.
Support me through my funding goes through another organization. So not all of us that are with the Jesus Film does our funding actually go through the Jesus Film Project. Mine does not. It goes through another organization. So yeah.
Amal and Rafat. Amal went through training as we were leaving to go to Russia from Egypt. And she was a new trainee back then, so it's really exciting to see her and her husband. And we love them, and they're wonderful. And they if they need to, if you want to support somebody, you can support them too. Rafat has a ministry leading a church of Druze people over the internet. He has a Druze church. It's in Arabic because he speaks Arabic. So, and they're doing a lot of work with they're doing a lot of work with refugees, Afghan refugees, and everything else. If you wonder about the refugee stuff, talk to them. And they live locally here. They live in Monrovia. They live in Monrovia. So, and I know they go to Lake Avenue Church. So, and Nancy knows them.
Well, very good. Well, Vance, thank you. Thank you, all three of you. Bless you. Let's give them a round of applause. Please pray for them, and equally as important, watch the film and get involved. Vance, would you close us in prayer?
Sure. Father, we just thank you for the wonderful time that we live in, that the opportunities to reach out to people, even in really closed countries, is so much easier with the internet and with all these tools and the Jesus film and everything. And thank you, Lord, for all the people that are faithfully serving to reach out around the world. Help us all to be faithful in reaching out to the people around us. And I agree, Lord, you know, some people have given a bad reputation to sharing their faith, and maybe we're shy about doing it. Help us, Lord, not to be shy. Help us to really try giving out a Jesus film to someone just to see what happens. And if somebody is negative, help us not to give up and just to persevere, because I know, Father, if we're faithful, that you will open opportunities. And we just pray that many, many will come into your kingdom, Lord, as we reach out to them. In Jesus' name, amen.